Blog Talk Radio.
Internet world, welcome to the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm Randy All Noble, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life today to join me on the broadcast. Today is Monday, November 4th, 2019, and the weather here in Florissant can't make up its mind if it's fall, if it's leading towards winter. Had a very, very cold weekend, and now it's spring again. That's how the weather in Missouri is. You just hang around for 15 minutes, and it will magically change. Today on the Cross in the Desert, I want to focus in on a topic, an incident in Iran that took place about 7 years ago. It was a school fire in Shabin Abad, and I'll tell you more about that later. There was a picture on at the time of the fire that was circulating around the internet. It showed a young girl with black hair. She was about 9 or 10, and she was holding up her arm. It was encased in a cast. She had suffered very serious traumatic burns in this fire on her arm. And in the corner of the picture, there was a smaller picture of a mullah looking at her with angry eyes. And in that picture, when you read the story, you discovered that this was a traumatic fire. There were two students killed. And it was the fault of a faulty heater. It exploded. Outdated faulty heater. And the mullah in the picture and in the story was objecting to this young girl lying in a hospital bed. This picture had gone kind of viral, I guess. And instead of showing compassion, understanding, sympathy for the girls, 28 of them, I believe, that were injured, he was outraged that this girl that was injured in the fire was lying in her hospital bed unveiled. She didn't have a hijab on. And I remember when I saw this picture of this young girl holding up her arm, obviously in a lot of pain, and then read the remarks of the mullah. I knew I had to write something about this story, and I did. That was 7 years ago. I called it Blinded by Religion. Well, ironically, the new book that Manoush and I are writing together once again, entitled Shout Freedom, The Desperate Cry of Iranians, one of the contributors to that book is a lawyer practicing law in the Netherlands. He's from Iran. His name is Hussein Ahmadinejad. And one of his stories that he's contributing to our book is about this incident that I had written about 7 years ago. And he sent me two stories. One of them is about the school fire. I improved a little bit of the English in the article, but it's mostly his words, 99% his words. And I thought, this is really ironic. And he actually added more detail to the story than I had available to me. So you say to yourself, well, now, wait a minute, what is the big overarching idea about the story? Well, it's going to be in our new book, Shout Freedom, which hopefully will be published soon after the beginning of the year in 2020. But it's a topic that is near and dear to my heart. It is being a voice for oppressed women in Iran. These are all young women in this fire. They were in an elementary school. They're all growing now, 7 years later. And I want to be a voice for them because this, again, is one more example of how false religion can destroy humanity. You see, that's what I want to talk about this morning on the program, how false religion destroys humanity. And I'm going to get into more detail about that as we progress this morning. So what I'd like to do is to take some time and familiarize you with this tragedy so you get an understanding of what is going on in Iran and how women in this story have been discriminated against. The name of the story in our book is called The Suffering Girls of Iran. It's written by Hussein Ahmadinejad. He's a lawyer in Amsterdam. And we're going to learn more about this story. And then I want to read to you my blog that I wrote, Blinded by Religion, and you'll understand where I'm going with this morning. Here's the story. On a cold autumn day in December 2012, at 7:45 a.m., the village of Shin Abad was the scene of a horrible fire incident, claiming the lives of two young girls and severely injuring 28 others. Shin Abad is a district in Piranshahr city in northwestern Iran. The inhabitants are Kurdish Muslims belonging to the Sunni class of Islam. The other half of the province is populated by Turkish people. The Turks control the political, administrative, and judicial powers in this province and are Shiite Muslims, recognized as the minority class in Islam. This kind of religious and political structure has led to discrimination against the Kurdish people, depriving them of their human rights. Now, I didn't say why, but the Kurdish people, the Sunni class of Islam, is the majority class of Muslims all over the world. The Shiites are the minority class. They believe in a pure bloodline descendant from the death of Muhammad. They believe that his cousin became the successor. The Sunnis reject that idea completely. And therefore, there has been this political battle for centuries over the descendant of Muhammad, over the successor. So that's why there is discrimination already in this part of the city, because you have two groups there, Kurdish, Sunni, Turkish, Shiite. Now, back to the story. When the students entered the classroom on that cold autumn day in December, they were shivering from the bitter weather. One of the students informed the teacher that the heater had been turned off. She immediately asked one of the students to get the janitor so that he could pour oil on the heater and turn it on. The janitor arrived a few minutes later and activated the heater with a gallon of oil and then departed. 5 minutes later, the heater caught fire because of too much oil and the tiny classroom was engulfed in flames. Both the teacher and janitor managed to leap over the flames to escape, but the other 28 students remained trapped in the fire. Struggling to survive, the students covered their mouths and huddled together in a corner of the classroom next to a closed window. All of the windows are guarded by a protective fence, preventing any possibility of escape. 30 minutes later, parents arrived at the school and rescued the trapped students by breaking the glass, but tragically, it was too late for two young girls. Saran and Sarah were found dead from smoke inhalation and third-degree burns. The remaining 26 girls were rushed to Tabriz, Tehran, and Isfahan hospitals. The parents were outraged by the careless way the fire began, pointing out that the heater in the school was very old and outdated. Quote, We sent our daughters to school to create a good future for themselves and our community, not to be burnt, they said. The government has been silent about this senseless tragedy. They offered no assistance, and the 26 students have had to live with the burnt scars on their faces, hands, bodies, lips, and fingers. The lawyer says, I was contacted and chosen to be the attorney in this case. The first judicial oppression against these innocent young girls comes from Article 560 of the Islamic Penal Code, stating that men and women in legal cases are not both equal. The law is derived from the teachings of the Quran, which states in Surah chapter 2, 282, and call to witness from among your men two witnesses. And if two men be not found, then a man and two women. This text from the Quran clearly establishes that the testimony of a woman is only worth half that of a man's. Now remember, this is a legal case. It's been taken to court, represented by an attorney. He is representing these girls, but he is already faced with the injustice of the worth of women compared to men in Islam. Surah chapter 2, verse 228 declares, comparing men and women, and the men are a degree above them. This text makes it clear that men are superior to women. All of these girls were injured and burned by more than two-thirds of men's blood. So the first discrimination against them began with blood inequality between men and women. I utilized the media and spoke out on behalf of these injured victims, challenging the government on the oppression and discrimination of women based on their laws. There is a serious gender apartheid in Iran. Women are banned from entering a stadium to attend a sporting event. They are required to wear a hijab when going out publicly. They must obtain permission from their husbands to travel abroad, and their testimony in court is only worth half that of a man's. The Shin Abad girls are suffering because of these unjust laws. Amina's dream was to play the guitar, but she is unable to realize that precious dream because of the severe burn injuries to her fingers. She is plagued by anxiety and nightmares almost every night. It's been six long and terrifying years since this senseless tragedy, and these young girls continue to suffer without any adequate treatment and financial compensation from the government. Their lives have been totally transformed into a living hell. They want to speak out for themselves, but are shunned into fear by an oppressive government. And the reason is, and I'll add to the story, immediately after this tragic fire, the government told the parents of the victims not to talk to the media. They wanted to cover up this incident. They wanted it to go away. They didn't want to get into any kind of backlash from the media, because the media is controlled by the government of Iran. And the media is not allowed to independently report things and think for themselves. And especially in this tragedy, the government didn't want any kind of turmoil. And so they told the parents, don't speak out. So you can tell by this article what's going on here. Being a girl in Iran is very hard. Happiness is not permissible for them. They suffer from Islamic law, tradition, discrimination, and inequality. And the question is, at the end of the article, where are the voices for these innocent victims? You would have to see the pictures of the faces, the hands, the arms, the bodies of these young girls. The lawyer has graciously provided those pictures. I have one big group picture of all of them 7 years later standing next to the lawyer. That picture will be in our book. I want to get into depth about this morning with you. I want to call attention to you how religion corrupts and blinds the human heart, because very quickly you will understand there's something going on here deeper, much deeper than the government not compensating these girls. There's something much more serious, sinister, and deeper. What is keeping these young girls, and I should say what kept these young girls from being recognized, compensated, treated, and taken care of by the government? What was it that blocked the government, that kept the government from reaching out and doing their job to help these young innocent victims? One word. You might have guessed it. Religion. Iran, their laws are based on the Hadith, the Quran. They are based on what mullahs think. And in a society like this, where man is superior to the woman, where these laws support men more than they do women, when women's testimony is only worth half that of a man, and any case goes to court, you got it. Men are going to win out every time. Women, because their testimony is only worth half that of a man, are immediately put in a lower case. Discrimination, inequality, tradition, religion. Now, I want you to hear what I wrote about this 7 years ago in an article called Blinded by Religion. And this is going to be a critique, a criticism of how false religion corrupts human hearts, human thinking. It affects everything, even the laws that we create. On December 5th, 2012, a faulty heater exploded in the Shabin Abad Elementary School in the tiny village of Pirianashar and severely burned over 40 students. Quick to cover up their incompetence, the mullah's intelligence agents warned families to not conduct interviews with news agencies. It is a well-known fact that many of the elementary schools in Iran have worn-out heaters that desperately need to be replaced. A few days later, after the tragedy, two of the young students died as a result of their severe burns. And you see a picture here. You'll have to go to my Facebook to see it. Pictured here is 10-year-old Yagina recovering from her burns in a local hospital. When the mullah saw her picture, he publicly complained that she was not wearing her hijab. You can see this young girl lying in a hospital bed, holding up her severely burned arm, her black flowing hair resting against the pillow. And the only thing that could be said in regards to this tragedy to Yagina is, shame on you, Yagina, for allowing yourself to be pictured not wearing your hijab. Religious rituals and traditions are destructive and deceptive. The disease of being blinded by religion is a disease that can affect all of us. God desires mercy and compassion, and instead, many religious leaders fall prey to a system of rules and regulations that devalues and destroys human beings. During his earthly ministry, Jesus encountered the blindness of religious traditions many times when he met with the Pharisees and the scribes. On one occasion, the Pharisees complained to Jesus that his disciples were not following the prescribed Jewish hand-washing tradition before eating. Jesus immediately rebuked the blindness of the Pharisees and accused them of replacing the law of God with their man-made traditions. The Pharisees were obsessed with outward religious purity while ignoring the real problem, the sinfulness of their hearts. Jesus pointed out their dilemma that they were busy honoring God with their lips while their hearts were far away from him. The real problem, Jesus emphasized, was the condition of the human heart. It's not what goes into your body that defiles you, Jesus proclaimed. You are defiled by what comes out of your heart. The point Jesus is making is that religious traditions blinds us to the real problem and corrupts the true intent of God's law. Sadly, the mullah in Iran is much like the Pharisees that Jesus rebuked because of their religious traditions. Instead of showing mercy and compassion for the young burn victim here, he was more concerned that she was not in compliance with the Islamic law by not wearing the veil in her picture. How deep the blindness and deception. Well, careful here. Let's not be too harsh on this mullah. All of us can fall victim to the blindness of religion. We need to take seriously God's command and what he requires of us. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. God's prescription. This will keep us safe from blindness. He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Blindness can destroy us physically, spiritually. I want you to hear this song by Petra talking about the corruption of blinded eyes.
Don't. 90 seconds.
That is a powerful song of truth from Petra entitled Blinded Eyes. It talks about how our condition is serious when we let false religion corrupt our thinking. And in this story this morning, that is what has happened to these innocent young victims of this school fire 7 years ago. They still suffer from the burns with no help, no compensation. And the government has clearly abandoned them.
60 seconds.
This is what false religion does to human beings. And I want to say, Christianity, in comparison, is not a religion. It is a love relationship with God through Christ. And in Christianity, we see men and women are equal. God created us in His image with great equality and great dignity and worth toward women. And so when I think of the power of the gospel, the healing that these girls need, Christ is there to show His love and His compassion for these young, innocent victims in Iran. I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning on this special broadcast about the Shabin Abad Elementary School fire. It has been a pleasure to be a voice for these women. God bless you. Have a great week, and I will see you again on Thursday on the Cross in the Desert.